The 2026 Midwest Ag Expo at the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. Rolling on here, Chad Baker for WITY. Opportunity right now to talk with our friends at Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment. I have Owen Goetz. He is a project sales manager and three locations in Remington, in Cisna Park, and over in the central part of the state, which was
Peoria, yeah.
Peoria, so got pretty much the middle portion of the state of Illinois and now the west central part of Indiana covered. Owen, how are things going?
Going well.
Good, good. First, let's dive in with that Remington location. Now, of course, that is a showcase location for you guys. Really expands and shows everything that you guys do as far as grain and seed equipment. Talk about how that's been going now another year into this and what that looks like.
Absolutely, yeah. In Remington, we just actually built our new office, so we're getting moved into that right now, but are pretty well settled in, and it's been going well. We've had a lot of business over there, and we've had been serving the area for over 10 years now in Indiana and over 30 years in Illinois.
And of course, that's just a park location. Only thing bad about that is that you guys have kind of limited the space of what you have, but you have a great spread there too. Really, it shows a lot of the catalog of what you guys do. You also have some showcase projects throughout the area. I always marvel at just what you guys did over in, I believe it was at Loda or Buckley, in that area. You have a big project over there recently?
Possibly, yeah. I'm over in the Indiana side more, okay. So I'm more familiar with them.
Very good. So, but you have similar projects like that over in your neck of the woods, and for folks that are looking for solutions, their own solutions, or if they're running a bigger farm operation, you have solutions to help them store grain and do a lot more, and to do it efficiently, I think is really the key to nowadays. Is you want to have an operation that feels like a full-fledged elevator operation, so that way you can play the market a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. We service farmers anywhere from small farms to little repairs, all the way up to large farm operations, even some commercial operations where, you know, they're more elevator type systems.
What are some things and some aspects behind Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment that you wish people knew a little bit more of, that you would like to educate people on more? Some of your frequently asked questions.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in the industry for quite a while now, but we're a young group of guys. Definitely got a lot of energy, and we're looking to be in the industry for the foreseeable future. We've got a good service team that helps support these new builds and even, you know, some of the renovations that we've done in the past. But yeah, we enjoy what we do.
Is there any new products or new services that you guys offer that you'd like folks to know about?
We are starting to get into the electrical industry a little bit more, doing some electrical projects, but a little bit here and there, and yeah, we keep growing, so yeah, we're always looking for new opportunities.
We know your book of business definitely grows and continues to grow. Your staff continues to grow as more and more folks are looking at these operations here. And where does IGSE go from here? You just finished up with the Remington office. Is there any other plans for further growth, either just with some offsite projects or even with some new locations possibly?
As of right now, we're keeping busy with the area that we serve. We definitely want to prioritize that area. And, you know, there's opportunities that come up outside of that, and we're always looking to grow. But, you know, depending on how that comes about, then, yeah, we'll go from there.
Let's talk about your scale, your smaller scale system here. And you guys have had this out the last couple of years, but it's always a conversation piece that you guys have. Tell us what this looks like and how you're able to turn this into the real thing.
Yeah, so this is a 1/16 scale grain system, all fully welded, made out of steel. The grain leg is operational, so we can feed. We have to use millet to get through it because it's a little smaller, but goes up the grain leg and back into the overhead bin and into the truck. So definitely gets a lot of looks, and the kids like playing with it, that's for sure.
Anything that draws the children, for the adults, it's all the freebies for the children. It's anything that they can play with out here,
right?
And the candy, of course.
That's right.
So for folks, do you have like this exact example set up somewhere that people could look at it if they can kind of imagine and realize this on their own property?
Yeah, not exactly, but there's a lot of systems set up like it, all scattered across north central Illinois, north central Indiana. But no, we don't have one built to this one exactly, but a lot of them that are set up similar. So
Very good. So you and Will are out here to answer any questions that folks would have with IGSE. You have some nice photos back here on the silo wall here, so to speak, so folks can kind of take a look at what you guys are capable of. But working with GSI, tell us a little bit about that partnership there, because we know that there's a lot of providers for GSI out there, but very few reach your level, if any at all.
Yeah, no, we do have a good relationship with GSI. We carry a lot of their products. They're our main product line. We do have some other brands. We definitely service all across the board, but no, we always built GSI bins and grain legs and material handling. It's some of the best equipment, but at the end of the day, it's the dealership you work with and the guys that are going to come back and service it and take care of what they built. So that's really what we pride ourselves on, but we definitely are proud of the GSI equipment line as well.
Well, and so much of this that we don't necessarily shine a light on as much as we should is the business-to-business aspect, the partnering. To know that all the farm operations out there, they just can't do it with just one. You partner with a lot of different companies, and you are able to make some really effective farm operations work for folks. And IGSE is definitely a part of a lot of folks' puzzle here to make that work. For folks that want to get involved, start asking those questions, see what you're able to do for them, get some specs. What's the best way for folks to reach out?
Yeah, we're definitely in it for the long haul with you guys. You can reach me at 219-895-8394, or you can call into the office at 815-457-2979.
Definitely check out that Remington location whenever you're over in Indiana. Of course, they're also located in Sista Park. And in Peoria, you have it's more of a satellite location in Peoria, correct?
Yeah, and for that, it's there was a sales office that was open, but our main locations are Sisna and Remington. So
very good. Well, Owen, all the best to you here in 2026. Thanks for spending some time with us. And we'll definitely make sure that we check out Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment. If you're out here at Midwest Ag Expo, go all the way to the East Wall. They're on the inside of the Far East corridor here in the northeast part of the building. I believe you're just north of the restrooms here, so very easy to find. And, of course, if you look for the big silo with IGSE real big, you'll be able to find them. Owen, always great catching up with you. All the best.
Appreciate it.
We'll have more reports coming up from the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo. Chad Baker for WITY.